I'm joined by Megan Clement first and foremost on this special to look ahead to the FA Cup game. She's going to talk to me about Port Vale. Then Louis Benavente is going to talk to me about Chelsea. Then Nick Illingsworth is going to talk to me about Southampton, who entertain Arsenal. And we'll end up with Leeds United as we've had over the course of the season to talk about Leeds United. But we'll start with Port Vale, the least likely of the qualifiers for the quarterfinal of the FA Cup. Megan, you're not going to argue with that. And you're not going to argue with the fact that for listeners who may not be on top of the League One picture, Port Vale are about as relegated as it's possible to be. So not only is this side a League One team, it's very much in the process of becoming a League Two team.
Oh yeah, spiritually we're already a League Two team. Sometimes I wonder if spiritually we're always a League Two team. But
it is within there. Worth saying, obviously, the promotion, relegation 23-24 back to League Two, as you say, spiritually. 24-25 promotion back into League One. This season, it's only going to end one way, barring a miracle, which will be winning every game between now and the end of the season in the league, which does not look like happening. Top scorers only got 6 goals over the course of the campaign. It will come from nowhere. So how's this FA Cup run happened?
It's a great question. I would just say that, you know, I've been supporting Port Vale since I was very small. And it's not usually a very happy existence, but we do have this way of extracting moments of the sublime from the darkest of times. And, you know, one of my strongest memories is 1998 in the third round of the FA Cup against Arsenal at home, where we took them to penalties and very tragically went out on penalties, which is actually the beginning of my penalty trauma. But we always do. I mean, we've had seasons. We had one season in 2012 where we were technically in administration. We had no owner. We had no home kits. Our ground was even more unplayable than it usually is. So the matches were being played behind closed doors. We couldn't sign our players because we didn't have the money. And we got promoted that season. So we just always, we're always dreaming. And these very strange moments do occur in the life of a Port Vale fan. And thank goodness for them, because otherwise we'd be very sad all the time.